Father Thomas Rees is editor of America, the National Catholic Weekly magazine. He joins us by phone from New York. Hello, Father Rees.
Hello there.
We understand the period of mourning for Pope John Paul has begun now. When will the funeral be?
The funeral will be 4 to 6 days from now. The cardinals will actually decide that within the next couple of days, because it's the cardinals who now are in charge of the church until a new pope is elected.
And what will happen between now and then?
Well, during this period, it's a period of mourning. There will be masses said for 9 days for the Pope in Rome by various cardinals in St. Peter's. So there will be this period of mourning. And then after the Pope is dead and buried, the cardinals will move into the Vatican and go into the process of electing a new Pope.
How long does that take? They will meet for some time, I understand.
Inside the Vatican, when the cardinals meet, it could be as short as a day. It could be 3 or 4 days. During the 20th century, we never had a conclave that went more than 5 days. In fact, you have to go back to the 19th century to find a conclave that went more than a month. But we have had long conclaves. In the 13th century, we had a couple of conclaves that went longer than a year. But we expect, with the whole world watching, that this will be a short conclave of 2 or 3 days.
Is it like a debate?
Well, and no, it's a very different kind of election. No candidate really pushes himself forward. Your friends are the ones who go around kind of campaigning for you and talking up your virtues and why you would make a wonderful pope. You know, they have discussions among themselves about the issues they think are important. And, you know, and the issues that are important to these cardinals vary depending on what part of the world they come from. Cardinals from the third world, for example, are very concerned about their people who are hungry, starving, who have experienced kind of the bad end of globalization. Cardinals from the United States are going to be very concerned that someone be elected who understands the sex abuse crisis in the United States, someone who can be sensitive to women, someone who will continue the dialogue in improving relations with Protestants and Jews in our country. So different cardinals will have different priorities when they come in, and they'll look at the various candidates and see who can best fulfill this job.
Father Thomas Rees is editor of America Magazine, a Catholic weekly.